what way, if at all, it is a Christian work. But we can have the same argument about Schopenhauer, the uncompromising atheist who idealizes the Christian saviour as a splendid figure full of the depths of life, of the greatest poetical truth and highest significance. So did Wagner follow Schopenhauer here? Did he find a poetical truth in Good Friday and the Redeemer on the cross, but with no literal reference to anything divine? Or does Parsifal only make sense if it is genuinely religious? Even if we never resolve this ambiguity, experiencing the full sweep of Parsifal in performance convinces me that this was the moment when Schopenhauer, neglected by his own time and with his sights set on posterity, truly found a place on the world stage.
That was Christopher Janaway on Wagner and Schopenhauer. Tomorrow night at the same time, Michael Tanner talks about Wagner's relationship with the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. That's tomorrow night's The Essay at 10:45. And as usual, all these essays are available as a free download. Just go to the Radio 3 homepage and follow the links. 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thanks, Jonathan. On tonight's programme. And we start with this.
Yeah.
from Canada. That's a tribe called Red, who blend instrumental hip-hop, reggae, moon baton and dubstep-influenced dance music with elements of First Nations and Indigenous Canadian music, particularly vocal chanting and drumming, as demonstrated on that track, Bread and Cheese, from the album Nation to Nation. Coming up on tonight's live edition of the show, we've got some 80s Arctic jazz from Northern Norway, some funky high-life sounds from CK Man and his Carousel 7, more of your prog rock requests as well, plus, as you may have heard from the little montage at the beginning, some Welsh folk and also some Detroit techno. And in the background, epic new music from Brazil, Chico Dub. This is Catacumba Urubu.
Pan weled i'r diferion glaw, pwy awyr bydd aw? Gyd i eis neu raw, beth sy'n cilio'n galaw? Fydd y pryd yn troi'n faw, neu dync y dŵr ar y dail yn troi'n alaw? Dyna mi dy law, pan ddaw diliw pai cael braw? Dawn sy'n ysbryd y dillad yn gynnydd y groen, gadw'r gwbaniaeth olch i dy boen. Mae'n llif at gofion a fryddwydion ddwy yn gryf, a'n ffryd yn ôl wrth y dyfyrynion darodd y throwyn. Stym straen, fydd socen mewn stor y maws, ar ogla'r tarma cynnes a chofio'n fywyd haws.
That's Welsh duo Troubadour from rural Carmarthenshire from the album On Owlet Music released earlier this year. And that track, Rain, blending acoustic guitars, rap and folk pop. And before that, the dreamy sound of Mira with Libby's. And by the way, the track list for this and previous shows all available on the Late Junction page of the BBC Radio 3 website. New music from Chicoria coming up. And before that, a cover of a Chicoria track originally released on his 1966 Inner Space album. And this version by the Þorgeir Stabov Ivar Atonsson duo from 1982. This is Windows. of the new group put together and featuring Chicoria, which also includes Marcus Gilmore, a member of BJ Iyer's trio. That track, Galaxy 32 Star 4. And before that, music from a compilation called Distant Reports, Jazz from North Norway, which was given at the wonderful Northern Jazz Expo in Tromsø a couple of weeks back. And more new music now from Grammy Award-winning Kronos Quartet and Bryce Desner, the critically acclaimed guitarist from The National. The album's called Aheim, which means homeland in Yiddish, and it features this track, Little Blue Something.
Thank you.
That's music named after China's lunar orbiter called Chang'e, with elements of China's mission control and lunar narratives from Singaporean artist Jean Reiki. And as you know, prog rock, well, as you probably know, hopefully you've been listening, prog rock, my current theme here on Late Junction, with music from Gentle Giant coming up. And in January, my themes will include subversive audio with contributions from Cassette Boy, Divine Comedy, Half Man, Half Biscuit, and much more. And be great to get your tweets on that if you can start thinking about that already. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. You can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I'll kind of give you some clues to other bits and pieces we'll be digging out for that special coming up in January. And in many ways, this next track is quite subversive in that the album features reshaped originals from across the world with their names changed and completely remixed and featured on the Anagram Sam album. And this is Alan Fish with Alias Earthlab.
Oh, Ebusia mama bon, aman kromo aman so anemichi. Ebusia piata ya mio, agra wa anemiti. Meni anke pie, ni na rapro ni padasi. Ayankunam, ebusia bon yet na na. Maya sansa kromo aman so anemichi. Isemi ya rimu, isemi ni mbi amumada. Meni anke pie. In a retro that say, my young baby.
Yeah, pure sunshine music, much needed here in the UK as the shortest day draws near. A nice fusion of high life and soul, the funky high life of CK Man, who made his name as a virtuoso guitar player in Ghana when he played in the Kakayas guitar band in the early 60s. CK Man and his Carousel 7 with a medley, BB Our Old World. And thanks for all your tweets and emails requesting prog rock tracks. I'll keep the lists, actually, and I'll dip into them, into your suggestions during my shows on a regular basis, I think, because there's a lot to explore there. And here's one that was suggested by Eska, whose track we played on 8 Junction just a few weeks back, the British prog rock band Gentle Giant with Playing the Game. Thank you. in the background. Pretty much one of the most emotive electronic tracks of all time, the sound of Detroit techno pioneer Carl Craig under his 6ix9ine alias. And actually, techno, that's surely a Late Junction theme waiting to happen, isn't it? That track from 1994, which makes it 20 years old next year, that track is called Desire. A quick plug for a radio show here on BBC Radio 3 this Friday at 10 o'clock, The Verb, which has got a session from an artist I featured last week here on Late Junction, Laura J. Martin. And if you missed last week's shows, fear not, they're all there on the BBC iPlayer. So, are you feeling festive yet? I'm getting there, slowly. Maybe this will help from a collection called Harpsichord at the Holidays, Christmas Carols Past and Present, Elaine Funaro with Noël Suisse.
Thank you. quelli di Mariano. Reo vediu a mochin an torri hanco wair I beschi set o goion ieri gwerthi an a fair. Weli di marivach, weli di marivach, weli di Mariano. A trydydd yw y llyffant yn gyrru yn byr hi, I nôl y doctor at I roi gar gem y falwen ddi. Weli di marivach, weli di marivach, weli di Mariano. Sef mil mewn gwasgod wen A'r rigin i'ch ar goed en Yn sefyll ar ei ben Weli di mari fach weli di mari fach Weli di mari anwyl A dyma yw y pumed Hen iasig twm pen grin Yn dwnsio step y glo Sen mewn paes a chws penglin Weli di mari fach weli di mari fach Weli di mari anw A dyma yw y chweched Chwi chwarddwch am ben hwn Sef globen o neud i'r felen fawr yn trio
must alight under darkness, men fasten their boots. Their head torches flickered, their tobacco smoke rose. Where the cogs and wheels were in the low, below, as they whistled the Esperanza. In the hot, dusty air, the picks and drills flew. With the passing of hours, the specks ago grew. Till a deafening roar shook the hill with a blow and snuffed out their Esperanza. As the dust fell and settled, the silence gave way to the miners who lay there untouched and unscathed. But where the rubble had fallen, it blocked their retreat. Their hopes were now with San Lorenzo. Above, shrill alarm bells greeted the dawn. From their posts, men scattered, their radios drawn. From the mine, the news traveled to their families at home, to the nation and echoed beyond. But before long, the rescue was planned and in place. There were drillers from Texas brought to join the race. But with 600 meters of solid rock in their way, their faces were grim. From the length of the country and the hills they soon came. On the sands, families gathered to wait and pray for their men. They pitched up their tents there in the hot, stinging sun and named it Camp Esperanza. For the 9 weeks that they waited, nerves and tempers were frayed. But a school for the children and shrines for the miners were made. There were feuds, there was marriage, and a baby was born. All under Camp Esperanza. The men crouch below in the heat and the dark, surviving on rations lowered down the mine shaft. They appointed a doctor and a cook from their ranks and swore that they'd struggle through together. After 6 days of drilling, they finally struck through to the cavern where the miner's joy greeted the view. The tunnel was carved and the line was cast down to where the dust and the tears now ran together. The weak were the first on the journey above, entombed and twisting from the pull and the shove. They rose from the earth on a woven line of steel, strains of the band's Esperanza. One by one, each miner emerged into the sun, to the 33 families who stood to welcome their men. Amidst the sand and the rubble, crowds gathered and cheered and sang for their newly knighted heroes. Her son in a careful embrace. A young girl looked on, the warm sun frame in her face. As he lifted her up, she whispered, "Daddy, promise me your days underground are done." On the San Jose mine, the sun shone, the wind blew in the way that it had since 1892. Still in danger, men toiled, traded for gold. Still harsh winds there scatter the topsoil. On a still night under darkness, men fastened their boots. Their head torches flickered, their tobacco smoke rose. Where the cogs and wheels were low and below, as they whistled the Esperanza. Whistle the Esperanza.
That's from Volume 1 of a CD set of the Transatlantic Session 6. And the album's got the usual mix lineup, which this time includes Mary Chapin Carpenter, Phil Cunningham and Cara Dillon, to name a few, with that track by Ewan McLennan whistling the Esperanza. And before that, Welsh duo Cas Meirig from their latest release, Oes y Oes, the opening track, Saith Rhyfeddod, Seven Wonders. And thanks for tuning in to Late Junction tonight. I'll be back at 11 p.m. tomorrow. Time for just one more to send you off into spacey dreams with music that fuses a commissioned piece from BJ Cole with ghostly planetary plasma waves from NASA. This is Nobby Sad. Good night.
Hello, you're listening to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Katriana Young, and a very warm welcome to tonight's concert, which comes from Spain, the 2012 Torroella de Montgrí Festival in Catalonia. The choir was the early music group La Chantria, who first got together in 2008 with their conductor Pere Luis Biosca to perform music by early Catalan composers who formed the backbone of their festival programme. The first was Joan Pau Pujol, who was writing at the turn of the 17th century. He was an organist and later a priest. Most of his music was based on Gregorian chant, and a lot of it dedicated to the patron saint of Catalonia, St George.
Thank you.
Part of a mass for the Feast of St George by Joan Pau Pujol, the group La Chantria singing at the Spanish festival of Torroella de Montgrí. Their next Catalan composer was a generation younger than Pujol, Joan Serrarols, who spent his entire life in a Benedictine monastery.